In Afghanistan, tempers flared today at the Loya Jirga, or Grand Assembly in Kabul. Some 1,500 delegates are meeting to choose a new government and chart a new course for the country after more than two decades of warfare. A brief confrontation outside the conference site illustrated one of the main challenges facing the assembly. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
This morning, a tense standoff almost erupted into a gun battle several hundred yards away from the university campus where the Loya Jirga assembly is being held. German peacekeepers say they tried to stop a pickup truck and disarm its occupants after one of its passengers allegedly pointed an assault rifle at their patrol. Helen Wildman is a spokesman for Kabul's International Peacekeeping Force.
The fourth occupant refused to get out of the vehicle. He raised his weapon and he aimed it at the patrol. He also cocked it or made it ready. An ISAF patrol member then pushed the weapon downwards and the man was physically removed from the vehicle.
The gunmen turned out to be bodyguards for a Loya Jirga delegate. This marks the second incident in recent days between an Afghan leader's armed entourage and security forces. One of the challenges facing the Loya Jirga is to help overcome Afghanistan's might makes right mentality. Much of the country is still ruled at gunpoint by warlords and their private militias. Inside the massive Loya Jirga tent today, the delegates began the experiment of resolving their differences through discussion instead of gun battles. And at times, the atmosphere was downright chaotic. For the first time since the conference began, the floor was opened up to general debate and delegates were given a chance to speak freely. This session was scheduled to select a chairman and several deputies to help coordinate the rest of the week-long meeting. But instead of just nominating candidates, one by one, delegates stepped up to the microphone to air their views on a wide array of issues. The topics ranged from criticism of the outgoing government to complaints about food poisoning in the Loya Jirga cafeteria. One speech in particular prompted enthusiastic applause. Zafar Muhammad's body shook with emotion as he spoke.
When the elections for Loya Jirga candidates began, we were told those whose hands were wet with the blood of our people could not be elected. But many commanders and military people are present here. There are so many military men here that I don't know whether this is a Loya Jirga or a military council.
Hours later, Abdulrab Rasul Sayef, a delegate and one of Afghanistan's most notorious warlords, stood up to defend himself.
Jihad de Islam yawastara farizawa.
Insulting the military and the mujahideen is an insult to our country's history. It's an insult to Islam and the jihad. Without the mujahideen's sword and its defeat of the Russians, we would not have this meeting here today.
Afghanistan expert and historian Ahmed Rashid said despite the angry exchanges, today's developments were a positive step forward.
All the warlords are sitting there in the front. They're hearing their names mentioned in a very kind of abusive fashion. It's a very good process that's going on. At the same time, the danger is that some of these speakers may tomorrow when they go home be under threat or something. But certainly I think it's kind of increased the credibility of this Loya Jirga.
The delegates were so enthusiastic about today's speeches that they never quite got around to the most important task on the day's agenda, electing a head of state to run the country for the next year and a half. That's been delayed until tomorrow at the earliest. It's a topic that's virtually guaranteed to spark a whole new round of passionate debate. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.